Hello.
Hello. I'm Bo.
Bo, are you on americasfaveteacher.org?
No, are you? Are you? Are you signing up for that?
No.
Because a lot of my friends are like, look at this.
A lot of people. Like, oh my gosh, I was nominated. Like, that's just cool. Like, yeah, it's fine.
I think you nominate yourself.
Maybe. You can nominate yourself for the Grammy Educator thing, too.
I know.
I have not, but been nominated a couple times.
I nominated myself twice. And then I'm like, this is too much work.
Yeah. Even the, well, because I was a quarter finalist.
Oh, did you get it further than I did?
I was on, like, the list.
Oh.
Like, when the list gets out, and
nice.
There's, like, a few hundred names in there.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Three times, I think. And then you got to do the thing to be, like, a semifinalist.
Yeah.
That was a little more.
Yeah.
I, like, write a thing, and I had to, like, put a video presentation together of, like, people talking about me, which I didn't care for, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, get Sean Matthews.
Well, I had like Dr. Lovell and I had like a student, like a current student, because it was like get perspective of people who've seen you teach and people who have like had you as a teacher kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
still get Sean. Be like, hey,
yeah,
what's happening? If I win, I'll
there you go.
I'll name you.
Yeah.
Be like, I want to thank Sean Matthews.
The character from Boy Meets World.
Not be confused with the kid who won Dance Indian Dance.
Yeah.
So we're here to talk about two tunes. I don't think they heard your name.
Eduardo.
Eduardo. Okay, this is Bo and our special guest,
Eduardo.
Eduardo. We're here to talk about two tunes.
Took a language in high school, I assume.
I failed a language in high school.
Nice.
Spanish.
Did you have to like name yourself, but like in a language?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your name?
What was my name?
Did you just do like a...
Pedro?
Okay.
Maybe.
I never understand that.
Because they want you to like... Also, I don't think the way that a language is taught in high school is useful.
This is the words of what's the thing of like
I do not speak for
Bo's words are not representative of the feelings of the podcast and the podcast network.
No, because it's like I think if you want to learn a language, you like Rosetta Stone or Duolingo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
a Duolingo Twitter account is
I don't know.
Weird.
I don't have Twitter.
A bird is thirsty.
But I think it's how you learned English or your first language is a better way of learning a second language.
Yeah.
Not just like, let's get all those verbs.
Immersion and stuff.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, like, but just, like just, I think the best teachers probably do that.
Yeah. So maybe like my perspective of the few times that I've had a language and then the... Are you blowing up over there?
Yeah.
And then knowing, like, what these kids are doing. And, like, do you remember, like, I don't think anyone. I don't know. I'm not saying this, but I think this sometimes is that, like, I don't think anyone who, like, took a language in high school.
Remembers it. Well, it's because it's a use it or lose it.
Yeah, exactly.
I took 7 years of German.
Yeah.
Because we started in sixth grade.
There you go.
And I can read it.
Yeah.
And pronounce it.
Yeah, but I mean, I can.
But I don't remember. But I think it has nothing to do. I don't think it has to do with my teachers. I think it has to do with.
Yeah.
I didn't use it for.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's not a requirement to graduate. Just letting you guys know out there. It's not a requirement to graduate.
Yeah. Where did I. Where? Why did I start this?
I don't know.
Oh, because of the name thing.
Yeah, that's Eduardo. Yeah.
I think I was, because I took, in the midst of my...
So are you Franz?
No. German class, I don't think we had to come up with names.
Yeah.
Or maybe we did kind of like find the German equivalent of our name at one point.
Yeah.
Like what was the closest thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I think mine was probably like Bernd, which is like Bernard.
Okay.
And then when I was in Spanish class, we did have to like name ourselves and use those names.
Mm-hmm.
And I was Bernardo.
Because
again, like that's the closest thing. But like
I was watching something
in my German class, we just went by our names.
Yeah,
like, you know, which made more sense
to
me.
I think what I was watching was the musical version of Mean Girls.
Okay.
But they had to come up with names, and then, like, I think it was this. It could be completely wrong. Like, the person's like, my name's this. And it's like, no, you got to something. And then one person is like, they said their name. And then they said their name again, but, like, with an accent. And they're like, fine. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, Edward. Edward.
Edward. Yeah.
Or something like that. I forget what it was. But it was definitely a comedy teen-ish thing. We're here to talk about two tunes.
Yes.
How was that solar eclipse?
Blinding.
Were you blinded by the light?
I took the advice of your president and just looked at it without any kind of glasses on.
Okay, cool.
What a moron. I mean, for many reasons, but like...
Don't look at the sun. Now you're good.
Yeah, oh, let me look at it. Jesus.
That's why he can't read, because he can't see, because he's blind.
What about Leah Michelle? Why can't she read?
Who?
That's a joke no one's going to get. Maybe two people will get. Leah Michelle from Glee and Broadway.
Okay.
There's a pretty big rumor that she can't read.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then she addressed it one time at like this thing where it was like reading for kids or whatever. It was like a video.
She's some
like,
people she say like I can't made read. Fun of
it. But here's the thing. She had the way she had her hair styled, it was like down over one ear. And they're like, oh, she's got an earpiece in. Somebody's reading the book for her.
Awesome. Okay.
So, two tunes? Talking about them?
Two tunes. I think that this episode's going to be short.
Maybe. So I kind of followed your lead in a way.
And went back to your roots.
Went back in time.
I'm going to go back in time.
Exactly. And found a tune from a bit ago. Although, you know, it's really funny. So we, you know, the day before, we'll send each other our one or two tunes, depending on how many episodes we're recording.
Yes.
And then I sent you mine. And then I was on Instagram and I was scrolling through stuff. And one of those accounts that I follow that's like, here's some vinyl. I got it. Look how cool it looks. And then every now and then I'll like go and look up those records.
Yes.
And see what they are. So I found one like that and I'll be bringing them to a future episode. But I was like, oh man, I totally could have sent this to you because I'm really digging this, but I will save it. I will wait. There's a little bit of sizzle for you all. Anyway, I have brought the band The Bird and the Bee featuring Inara George, a.k.a. The Bird, and Greg Kirsten, a.k.a. The Bee.
Yeah.
Greg Kirsten is a 9-time Grammy Award-winning producer and multi-instrumentalist who's worked with artists including... Who?
Adele.
And?
Foo Fighters.
And?
21 Pilots.
Kendrick Lamar, Beck, Sia, others.
Maren Morris.
Yeah.
Katie Tungsten, Keith Urban.
Speaking of Maren Morris...
Because Gorillaz.
I just listened to... a podcast with a friend of mine, acquaintance of mine, I'll say, Josh Blaylock. He's great musician, piano player, producer and stuff. He plays or played, I don't think they're still around, the group Dynamo, who we've kind of featured before here. Mm-hmm. And it just was like an interview with him and him talking about his life and stuff. And one of the things because he's based out of Nashville and stuff, and you know, he's done all kinds of different gigs and was talking about like, you know, saying yes to which ones and other things. And he got, long story short, there was this guy that's like a MD for like a bunch of groups, including like Taylor Swift and others. And he books people for stuff. And he was trying to book Josh for a while for different gigs and like things just didn't work out or whatever. And he had asked him the one year, he's like, hey, what's your fall look like? And he's like, oh, I'm booked in like September and October. And he's like, okay, shoot. All right. Well, I'll get back to you if there's something else. And in the meantime, this other guy from like Maren Morris's band was like, hey, we need a keys player for like August or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I can do that. And then he gets a call from this other guy who's like, I thought you said you were busy in the fall. And he's like, not August. You didn't ask about August. But he was there. That's the gig he was trying to book him for or whatever, something else. But
okay.
So anyway, he ended up filling in with Maren Morris's band for a while, and he had like 3 days basically to prep all the music and learn all the songs and all the things. And mm-hmm. he just talked about like what it took to do that and then like actually go and do the gig and stuff and how cool it was and, you know, how proud of himself he was too, because he's like, oh, I've just proven that I can be on that level, because she's pretty big. Mm-hmm. and that he can hang, you know, and have what it takes to be in that kind of situation. So Anyway, that was a really good interview. It was on the podcast called The Roost. I'd not heard of it before. I just saw him post about it. So it's a really good interview. Even if you don't know him or his music or anything else, just hearing him talk about his life and his process and his like thoughts about music and approach to music was really cool. So anyway, The Bird and the Bee. Did you listen to them? Nope. Have you listened to them?
Okay. So the reason that I found out about The Bird and the Bee is because when the Foo Fighters were getting ready to record the album Concrete and Gold,
okay,
which was in 20, where are you? Grr, I can't think of it. 2017.
Mm-hmm.
There was like videos like, yeah, I was like in Hawaii and then like I was listening to this band, The Bird and the Bee, and it's like, oh my God, it's so cool. And then like he met what's the guy's name again?
Kirsten. Greg Kirsten.
Yeah. That's how I've heard about the band. I didn't really like listen to them though.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he's recorded Concrete and Gold and then basically the last three Foo Fighters records, and also all of the Hanukkah songs that Dave Grohl and him have done.
Okay.
So like the past 2 years, three years, they've just done like for Hanukkah, they do cover songs.
Yeah.
And I think they put out a show too.
Seems right.
Like last Hanukkah.
Yeah, that seems right.
There was a thing. Anyways, yeah, he does a lot of stuff.
Nice. Yeah, I got hip to them. When did this album come out? 2007, probably, or 2006. I had an EP probably around that time, because that's when I was in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got introduced to them through some of my friends there. I know for sure that somebody did the song Spark, which is off of this first album, as part of their final project. So we would do at the School for Music Vocations at Southwestern Community College, we would do at the end of every semester a final project as opposed to just a jury.
Mm-hmm.
Like most music schools, you do a jury, which is just performing selections from your major instrument in front of that faculty or a group of faculty, whatever, and then you get judged on that and whatever. For us, though, we would do what's called a final project, which was a little snippet of everything that you've done that semester. So you would have maybe like you'd play a jazz keys piece and you'd play a classical piano piece and you would perform something on your major instrument, either jazz and classical or one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Usually your arrangement, if it did well enough, like got a good enough grade, would get performed. And then maybe you'd play something that you recorded in studio class and something else. I think you could do like, at least in my time, you could do like up to eight things, I think it was. Six or eight things, I can't remember.
Okay.
So anyway, somebody put together like a group to perform the song Spark by The Bird and the Bee. And I was like, ooh, this is really good. And I don't remember if I knew about them at that point or that was my introduction or whatever. So anyway, this is them. What's the name of the song, Bo?
You named it, dude. You chose it.
Fucking Boyfriend.
There you go. That's why we're getting our E rating for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Something right when you can take me by.
I love her voice so much.
Close my eyes when you lay down with me. You took the other side when you lay down with me. You never slept that night. Are you working up to something?
It's got a quality of the time, like
yes,
that Postal Service-y early what's her name, Imogen Heap, like frou-frou, that kind of like
it's yeah. Basically Garden State soundtrack.
Yeah, totally.
This was apparently in what show was it? This is on a show.
Would you ever be my fucking boy?
Oh, I don't know. Song in popular culture. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
There you go.
Or is it you're unkind to torture all the other girls? You keep me by your side.
So it's been remixed a lot.
You can't make up your mind when you can take me by the hand and I will close my eyes. Are you working up to something? But you.
What record label do you think they were released on?
Blue Note.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy though?
It is.
That was also the time I think when Blue Note was kind of like finding their way a little bit, you know.
They call this indie pop, synth pop, dream pop. Yep. Totally all those make sense.
100%.
Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend?
Also, the song Again and Again is prominently sampled on the track Lucky Ass Bitch, featuring Juicy J from Mac Miller's 2012 mixtape Macadelic.
Nice.
Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend? Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend?
Curious what the radio edit sounds like.
Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend?
Well, they just probably take out the word, will you be my?
Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend?
You can take me by the hands and I will close my eyes. When you lie down with me,
would you ever be my, would you be my fucking
boyfriend? When you lie down with me, you never slept that night.
Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend? Would you ever be my, would you be my fucking boyfriend? Would you ever?
Like they left that in?
Yes. It feels like there was a tape cut off at the end.
Yeah.
It hit the record.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I hit a button.
Yeah, man. I just was like, I don't even know how I came across that. I think I was just like scrolling through something, saved albums or something. I was like, oh yeah.
It's Sign of the Times.
What a good album. And then I was like, what's the song I like the best? Hard to decide. So I'll pick that one.
Mm-hmm. All right. So person that I discovered through Discover. I'm like, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds cool. And then like no information, like, this is the first album that they've ever released.
Mm-hmm.
This is like no tours. Their social media is more like my social media, which is a lot of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel weird following it.
Sure. What's like, the name of the artist?
Pouty. P-O-U-T-Y. Pouty. Or is it Pout?
What?
P-O-U-T-Y.
Why would it just be Pout?
I don't know. Anyways, this is just Rachel Gagliardi. I apologize.
Or Gagliardi, depending on how Italian they pronounce her name.
Yes. I did ask them if they were touring, and they said, maybe. And then I responded back, I saw your Philly show. Because like, I think they're in LA / Philly. Like, I think they're bi-coastal. So this is on Get Better Records, and that's the only information I have. I did buy the vinyl earlier today.
Okay.
It comes in pink and teal. Which one would you buy?
Probably pink. It's my favorite color.
I did buy pink. I asked Caprica, and Caprica was like, I like teal, but pink looks better. So I got the pink.
See, and sometimes there's like, even though pink's my favorite color, sometimes a different color looks better.
Yes. And it began with
cool.
I'm gonna mispronounce this one. It was her and Michelle Zahner from Japanese Breakfast.
Okay.
Who collaborated on a solo song of the day project. Or solo song a day project.
Okay.
Which just sounds really fun.
Mm-hmm. I've heard other folks that do something like that.
Uh-huh.
Like,
and at the time,
because you'll get something good out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. If not that whole song, something from it. So.
Gagliardi was one half of a band called Slut Ever, whose bratty punk songs continue to captivate new audiences on social media. I wish I could read.
Wait, Slut Ever.
Yeah. This sounds familiar.
Like, I know that.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like we've talked about this before.
No, I don't think so. But like that sounds familiar to me.
And then later she joined a band called Upset, which featured former members of Hole and Vivian Girls, which I obviously know who Hole is.
Yeah.
And this song even makes reference to Hole.
Oh, yeah, that pink record's really good looking.
Yeah. But yeah, this is like the debut of the album is just like this song. This song's pretty deep in the mix. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. It sounds like 90s grungy Riot Girl type, which I'm like, this is one of the things that I've been looking for a while. It's like newer bands that sound like this. So this is right up what I've been looking for. So the album is called Forget About Me by Pouty.
This is recorded in 2022. This is taking a while to come out.
Yes. I think that this is not her like life. Main,
yeah.
And also it was recorded in LA and Philadelphia. I think on her the show, it's like, oh yeah, we're gonna play in Philadelphia, the only city that matters. Or like touring in this economy. Like these are all like things that were in the thing. So it's like, that's cute. This song's TV on TV. So here you go. Screams 90s, and I love it. It's so cool. Just blare it, sing it loud.
I like the guitar tone in this moment.
I was just thinking about that. It's got a little chorus on it, and it's like very neck pickup ish.
Sure.
It's not bright, mellow, heavy. I think there's an organ in there.
I don't know, I don't hear it, but sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Living like the 90s. And that bend right there, awesome. Courtney Love from Hole.
Yeah.
Nice. That drum fill is a little weird.
Yeah. It's kind of cool though.
But kind of like a Blink film.
Mm.
Or I should just say a Travis.
Travis Barker film.
Yeah. Down chorus? For that like one line?
Yeah.
Can you hear the keys?
No, like, but it's probably one of those things that if it wasn't there, it would feel empty. Maybe like, I'm just thinking I hear it because you're telling me about it. I don't know.
Like when she stopped singing.
Oh. Just then at the end, I heard like that little wobble of the Leslie organ or whatever kind of thing in like my left channel. Yeah,
I think it's there.
It's one of those things though too that like if you played me a mix of it without it, I'd be like, maybe that it wouldn't feel empty, but you would notice that it's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do 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 do. Short episodes, as I said before. Not today, but today is the 16th.
Okay.
This Friday, last week's guest, Ace, is turning 42.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm about to go to conference.
Yeah.
Up in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Have you listened to Cowboy Carter?
Ooh, yeah, I was going to bring that up. I listened. It's so long. It's 27 tracks. I know this. Have you listened to it?
No, I probably won't.
Okay, I listened.
Apparently, it's the greatest album ever conceived of all time, ever written.
No.
Blah, blah, blah. I woke up to because I got to sleep in yesterday. So we're recording this on Easter weekend. So like the weekend that album came out, I woke up on Friday to, I think Questlove's Instagram post was like the first thing that was in my feed. And yeah. It just was like, can y'all like sit with an album for a minute before you start writing about it? Like,
yeah.
Like at that point, I don't know what time he posted that, but like, it hadn't been out for even 24 hours.
Well, it hadn't been out for general public, but probably press had had it, but then wasn't allowed to release anything. Well, sure,
yeah, they have like embargoes on stuff. Yes. Yeah, they do that with movies and stuff too, but mm-hmm. I think he was just saying like in general, like,
all right, so I just added it to here. Okay, so first off, it's apparently like act 2 of a trilogy.
Okay, what was act 1? Lemonade?
I think Renaissance.
Thing? Oh. Renaissance.
And I don't really know what the idea of the whole thing is. Mm-hmm. I didn't read anything past like it's a act 2 of a
blah, act 3 blah, blah. Is she going to like dump Jay-Z?
No, I think what it might be is
I saw somebody. Yeah. I don't know who it was. It was like some famous person.
How many and photos she was ha-
like,
has
she
it,
was like she's oh, covering man. Jolene and it's like honey calm down nobody wants Jay-Z.
wait a second. Oh, that's what funny. What's the cover of Renaissance?
Isn't she also on a horse?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Now that
like more Lady Godiva style.
Yeah, it's her on a horse. So I think Renaissance is like her dance record.
Okay.
Right, disco record.
Yeah.
And then this is her country record.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing will be
whatever.
I don't know. Maybe like her 90s rap record.
Yeah. What did... Hang on.
But here is... by the way, Blackbird, which is just...
The Beatles song.
The Beatles song. Mm-hmm. But it's got two eyes. There's a lot of two eyes in this whole thing.
Like two, right? Like the number like, two?
No. So it's AMERIICAN. For American Requiem, the very first track, Blackbird.
Yeah, but is it like I like two?
Well, it's just two eyes.
Yeah,
there's like capital
but like the Roman numeral two.
Yes, probably. But so, then there's a lot of like little things. So here's Blackbird.
That mix is so balanced. Like I feel like I want to fall my head to the right.
Why?
The right channel.
Yeah.
So.
Why?
Because she's mimicking the old mono.
I think it is the tracks.
It might be.
It might exactly be like, and then they just cut the vocals and then put, because that's, I mean, I don't really think it is because it does sound different.
Yeah.
It's cleaner.
Yeah.
But maybe they're just like, I'm just going to do that. Something was said that it's like a radio station. So here's Smoke Hour, star emoji, Willie Nelson.
People grinning in your face.
That's why I'm going to the river to wash my sins away.
He's like, I'm just.
Maybelline, why can't you be true?
Come on, baby, it's time to rock.
Welcome to the Smoke Hour on KNTRY Radio Texas. You know my name, no need to know yours. Now for this next tune, I want y'all to sit back, inhale, and go to that good place your mind likes to wander off to. And if you don't want to go, go find yourself a jukebox. Thank you.
And then the Texas Hold'em song. Mm. And then there's... This is not the Jolene cover. This is like
hey,
the
Miss
intro.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly P. You know that hussy with the good hair you sing about? Reminded me of someone I knew back when. She has flaming locks of auburn hair. Bless her heart. Just a hair of a different color, but it hurts just the same.
And we're in Jolene. There are some weirdness to these covers that are on here, but like, I don't know. I'd go through the two albums and listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Page Six
tweeted,
Beyonce revives a dying genre on an instantly timeless country album. And then Adam Neely like quote tweeted and was like, can't wait for her to drop a jazz record and revive another dying genre.
Imagine though. Imagine if it is. That's like part three. Part three is a jazz
her
record.
And, her and Loive saving and Ryan Gosling saving jazz.
No, I think that'd be great if she did standards. Like she just does a standards record. I don't think that's what she'd do.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because this is still kind of like, it's country, but it's like country pop.
Yeah.
But
I listened to the new Kacey Musgraves album.
Yeah? What'd you think of it?
I need more time with it. Okay. I didn't love it at first. Mm-hmm. Listen. Yeah.
Here, this is, since we're just...
I didn't listen all the way through yet either, but oh. I've been like listening through and I'm like, yes, nice stuff in here, but...
Lonely Millionaire, it's weird in the context of like the...
One.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. What'd you think of that one? I think it's weird in context of the album, but I think it's a good song.
Yeah.
That, just the, just like...
No. Yeah.
And, that's an interpolation.
I think that was also where I had kind of... when was I was listening to it on Friday and I was very tired on Friday and had like kind of a sinus headache thing going and I was kind of like dozing at different times. And I think I kind of woke up in the middle of that song. Cause I had been kind of like,
I think the music in that I couldn't tell you anything about like the lyrics of that, but like the music behind it is really cool. The Architect, which is the track before
I heard
it.
That one too. Maybe I did. Maybe I was like not really out of it, but I was like kind of just like eyes closed.
Even something as small as an apple, it's simple and somehow complex. Sweet and divine, the perfect design. Can I speak to the architect?
Who do you think the architect is?
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Sure.
Buddha.
I agree. It is a religious metaphor.
Maybe... When you get, because I know you ordered a couple copies of Donald Trump's Bible. Maybe when you get those, because you're definitely going to get those. I just want to say the money you spent was well spent because you're definitely going to get those. He collaborated with Lee Greenwood. Did you know that?
I don't even know who that is.
The proud to be an American guy.
Like a proud to be an American.
Yeah. He and his good friend Lee Greenwood collaborated on a Bible together. Yeah. It's got the Constitution in it, Bo.
Yeah, and the Bill of Rights,
And the Bill of Rights, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
All the things you need.
That's all you need.
Old Testament, New Testament, Third Testament.
Third. Wait. What would be...
It's his favorite book. You saw the video, right?
I didn't. Watch
the video.
I don't want to watch the video. Okay, so if we have the Old Testament... And then we have like a new Testament.
Yeah.
What would be the middle one? What would they rename it?
It's not a middle one. It's a third Testament. Okay. Would call it the Bill of Rights, Bo. Call it the American Constitution.
Okay.
That's like Count Basie had like two forms of his band. There was like the Old Testament band and the New Testament band.
Oh, did he?
And it's like, well, what if they would have had like a third? Like, what would you have called it?
Yeah.
The Newer Testament band. Just Testament. That's what the band Testament is. It's just members of Count Basie's band.
Yes.
But playing metal or whatever.
Yeah. Is Testament metal?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
We're going to do some things. I'm going to go teach a kid maybe if they show up because they said last week that they wouldn't be here this week, but they didn't cancel. So I can go back. Teach that kid. They won't show up. They'll be like, thanks, kid. I won't be there the next week. And then basically all of April, I'm off.
That was me last April.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll show you.
Anyways, we'll count it. We'll cut it off.
We'll count it.
We'll count it.
Print the shirts.
We'll print it. And we'll see you next week. Like, subscribe, follow.
Share.
Join the Discord. Link's in the description.
Yup.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.